Well, I sure hope you enjoyed the gospel set with which we ended Whiskey Before Breakfast, or the Roots program, depending on where you are listening. Stuck in five gospel songs on you, didn't I? Start off with Sylvia Tyson doing Angels in Troubled Times from her 2023 record At the End of the Day. And it wasn't strictly gospel. It was inspirational, urging everyone to be angels in these troubled times. Then from back in 1938, you heard the Golden Gate Quartet do Gabriel Blows His Horn, complete with mouth trumpet. Then Rhonda Vincent did Becky Buller's song Fishers of Men. And that's from Rhonda's 2003 record, One Step Ahead. Then we heard from Becky Buller herself, along with the Fairfield Four, doing Written in the Back of the Book. And the last thing we heard was Hetty West, Bill Clifton, a children's choir, and who knows who else was on stage with them, doing Angel Band from a 1974 release called Getting Folk Out of the Country. Well, it's time to get Mando Richard out of the studio. Thanks so much for having tuned in. I look forward to seeing you again next week on the radio.
Remaster Media joins you in supporting WRCT. Are you a musician, podcaster, YouTuber, or TikToker? Remastermedia.com can make your audio sound amazing and professional. You can join thousands that have added greater depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to their audios and videos by using Remastermedia.com. There are even noise reduction features to take away nasty buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. Before you share your next audio or video, you can visit Remastermedia.com to make it sound amazing. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, please email pr@wrct.org for more info about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Zombo in Your Brain has no business being on the public airwaves. It's Off the Rails Radio, Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Courts in session.
Join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for a couple of hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8 p.m., only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Thank you. ready, ladies and gentlemen? Here I come.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Merci beaucoup. Merci beaucoup.
And a merci beaucoup for me too.
It's time to move on.
Bye. innanzitutto il caffè prueba de gratitud con il medio. Il naso de las hojas sobre el agua, un hermoso loto blanco. Florecer significaba un esfuerzo terrible, ya que había algo que andaba mal. El calor y la luz ya no eran suficientes, y había una apatía general que lo inhibía. Y entonces sucumbió, no por miedo, sino porque su vida se extinguió al florecer. Fue la última manifestación de su presencia. Dejó una marchita flor sobre las aguas y se fue. Pero prometió volver en el próximo otoño.
I love you. Shetem. Ti voglio bene. Te quiero. Come out. I love you.
Cha-cha, please. Yeah, rolling, rolling.
Howdy, it's Dr. Nomia. Welcome to this beautiful, wintry, blustery day of winter. And the Wolf Liquor Show, your very own program of the healing arts, or something like that. Well, today we're going to discuss the plight, the miserable plight of the aged, old school hipster. And, oh God, I know I'm one. See, I grew up during the periphery of the Twist era, and I remember the Beatles. I remember their performance on Ed Sullivan, their first appearance in America. And also, I remember the hippie era. Again, you know, I was pretty young. I was just popping into teenhood. But where I finally threw my proverbial hat into the ring was when the punk and new wave era was ushered in. And I was finally old enough to go to the shows and show an attitude and had some disposable income. And it was great, you know? And like with all scenes, it was all encompassing. You know, it was an us against them sensibility. And I guess that's pretty much peculiar to musical scenes. You know, maybe things are a little bit more democratic now and more eclectic, but, you know, back then, I mean, radio essentially was still rehashing all the sticks and Yes and, you know, ELP songs ad nauseum. And, you know, music had become bloated, and so this whole new wrinkle with the Ramones and the Sex Pistols and a lot of the other weirdos on the scene really kind of uplifted music as a, again, very specific and very dedicated feature of one, a soundtrack of one's life. You know, if you were sentient at that point and old enough to really know what was going on and appreciate the differences between the that particular scene and anything else that had come before. So, you know, there was the attending fashion. I mean, here in Pittsburgh, yeah, you did have folks, you know, with like spiky hair and the de jour leather jacket and the safety pins and the torn T-shirts and all that fun stuff. But a lot of us, like me included, basically looked like plebes without really any reference to fashion. I still had my aviator glasses, and so did a lot of other people. I mean, we're talking late 70s, you know, 77, 78, 79. And it was fun. I mean, you had dedicated venues. I mean, we had Phase 3 in Swissville. Great place. I mean, lots of bands played. Well, I mean, they had John Cale there, and they had Pere Ubu there, and who else was there? A lot of local bands. A lot of local bands. Hans Brinker and the Dykes, they were great too. You know, there were just a lot of great, great stuff. The Five. And if you're old enough, you remember this, and you may very well remember Phase 3. I mean, there were different earmarks and different levels to step on in the punk and new wave scene, depending on your age and whatnot. But, you know, that was pretty much the early days of it. And, you know, there was this soaking in an attitude, this sort of la blase, not necessarily nihilistic, but, you know, kind of piss and vinegar kind of attitude about things. I mean, it was, you know, the 70s, and, you know, it was the idea of, you know, what was going on in England with the Dole and with Margaret Thatcher and, you know, all this kind of stuff. You know, but really, I mean, a lot of it was posing. You know, I mean, come on.
you know, I had to work for a living. You know, I wasn't in some, you know, cold water flat as if I was in England. You know, I mean, I was, you know, relatively comfortable. But still a plebe, you know, still a young plebe in my 20s. And, well, listen, I guess with any scene like this, musical scene, fashion scene, whatever, it is and has been ever thus. I mean, it's a bonding of like-minded people. You know, folks become lifelong friends through this, or they nod knowingly when they're balding and punchy and, you know, their hair is all grayed at one another. I remember you. I remember when you could actually walk without a cane, etc., etc., etc. So enjoy your scene, you know, and I give a caution out to people of my longitude agedness. Just step away, okay? Just step away and let the young people. You know what? The other thing I've noticed is you folks that are currently younger, when you talk about like some kind of a, you know, cohesive get together, you know, a band, a performance, you know, music, you know, whatever, and you make sort of an announcement. And you make an announcement among yourselves and maybe to others. Do you ever still say, kids? We kids want a place to go. We kids. I mean, that used to be a term of endearment and desperation for folks in those scenes. You know, I remember particularly in the late 60s, early 70s with, you know, scenes. And certainly I remember it with the punk and new wave scene, maybe not as much because, you know, people were too snarly and, you know, growly and, you know, curmudgeonly and all that stuff. But yeah, I remember that was a term in currency. Hey, this is for the kids. Anyway, well, listen, we're going to continue and I might pop in a little bit. But what I want to tell you right now is there is something exciting that's coming up this weekend. And it's starting on Friday. It's the massive music weekend on WRCT Pittsburgh. From Friday at noon to Sunday at midnight, we'll be spinning 60 straight hours of our favorite artists and bands, including live performances from five local bands. You can visit WRCT.org to view the full schedule for our annual music marathon. And listen, I'm going to be part of that too. I'm going to be on Sunday at 12:30 for a hour block of two particular artists that I really love and I think are so influential in a lot of different respects. Okay, so join us. All right, now let us continue.
WRCT is supported by Attic Records. Located in Millvale, Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information about selling records and new releases, it's available at 412-821-8484 or at AtticRecordStoreInc.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Quartz and Sessions. Join your rockin' attorney, Aaron Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul, with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8 p.m. and re-airing Sunday nights at 10 p.m. Only on WRCT.
Hello.
Christmas decorations as a reward for curing his wife's eyesight. When one morning he gets up at four, he goes to the fridge and he opens the door. He takes out the ice and the milk and the food, but he sits inside in the dark in the new. This isn't like George Bailey, but it can happen to the nicest people. Lassoes some more consumer goods, then eats them. Bailey's wife starts wearing glasses and absent-mindedly stamps some books. Meanwhile, George decorates the inside of the fridge with his tinsel and silvery spheres. He assembles a wonderful life in his mind, and outside the kitchen the world disappears. George rocks back and forth and knows, oh, so everyone loves me dearly.
Thank you.
don't feel in the dark. They told us, don't speak, so they didn't. Even the smallest of sights would have got their attention.
البلاد من الويلات وجيتك يا احلى الحلوات بيت بلادي من الويلات وجيتك يا احلى الحلوات والبدو يهوى زينات يهوى مثلك يا بلا يا هلا ويا هلا في رجع يا هلا طفي من بعد الهجران تكثر صومي والصلاة
يا هلا ويا هلا حبي راجع يا هلا يا هلا ويا هلا حبي راجع يا هلا ربي من بعد الهجران تكثر صومي والصلاة
Record Roulette with DJ Sideways, DJ Peachy, DJ Flipper, DJ Did You Know on Thursdays from 10:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Give vinyl from our record library a spin. Listen to Record Roulette Thursdays 10:30 p.m. only on WRCT.
Thank you. I miss you, Mummy. The weird eyes of night keep repeating, you goofed. You goofed. And rigor mortis is in the crib. Oh, such crazy balls we had. And Hawk, he's terrible out on the terrace. The Cinderella of chimes, they ding-dong. The wind keeps wailing a real mournful song. And my scene is all clean. I'm hip that you've been wise, but I've got the biggest bulging eyes. I could lay dead in silence beside you and throw all that other jive right out of my wig. Dig, and in the groove given to squares, who, through trusting, have copped all the cream and honey, but my scene is all clean. I sound on you, Mummy, but my pipes echo back on a twisted heart. I stretch my grabbers to you in longing, but the return trip is always a drag. I whisper all the insane sounds you laid on me, the groove that only we have known. Till the pangs of rigor mortis remind me that I am so alone. Oh, I miss you, baby, because my scene is too clean.
Kids, if you want some fun, see what you've never seen. Tune in to Short Walk Live Stream with your host, Dirt Malden. Fridays on Twitch, noon to 2 p.m. It is a kaleidoscopic happening of visuals, art, music, strangeness, humor, and strangeness. Tune in.
Thank you.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Is making a strange noise. No matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it. It can be as simple as talking to someone in your community or just taking a deep, calming breath when you need it. Nice. For mental health resources, check out loveyourmindtoday.org. At loveyourmindtoday.org, you'll find information that may help you get through a tough time. Things like tips for dealing with stress, how to navigate difficulties like financial worries, anger, substance use, and more. You can also find real stories of how people navigated their own mental health challenges. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.